Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, February 24th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas. Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, using flowers to create a pleasing and balanced composition, soup on this Sunday, and artist Shay Hembree as 100 artists. But first, a wrap-up of legislative news from the week. Governor Mike Beebe says he won't sign legislation that would make the state's list of concealed handgun permit holders secret. Instead, he said this week he'll just leave it on his desk to become law without his signature. The governor's spokesman, Matt DeCampbell, says Beebe doesn't see a need for the law.
Now, the bill passed both houses by very large margins, and the governor realizes that and recognizes that and respects that vote. So as a result, even though he's opposed to the bill, he's going to let it go into law without his signature, meaning that after 5 business days pass, which by our calculation is Monday, the law will just automatically go into effect.
That's tomorrow. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Bruce Holland of Greenwood, says the law is necessary because permit holders on the list are vulnerable if identified. The Arkansas House has approved changes to the state's lottery-funded scholarship program. Lawmakers voted 69-21 this week to pass a measure that would create a tiered structure of awards for students. It starts at $2,000 for freshmen at 4-year colleges. The award would increase by $1,000 each year, capping at $5,000 for seniors. Students who are enrolled full-time at 2-year colleges would be eligible for a $2,000 scholarship each year. Supporters say lottery funding can't sustain the current payout of $4,500 per year for university students and half of that number for community college students. Republican Representative Jeremy Gillum is the bill's sponsor.
We've been able to increase the cap on non-traditional students from $12 million to $16 million. And I think that's the key to this legislation, because the statistics behind the non-traditional students and their graduation rates, if we're going to meet the governor's goal, this is a key part of the bill here.
Democratic Representative Darren Williams of Little Rock spoke against the bill.
The purpose of the lottery that we sold to the people who voted on it, or that it was sold to people, was to increase the number of 4-year degree holders. I don't believe this recommendation furthers the purpose and the intent which we told the people that we're going to do, we were going to abide by when they voted for the lottery.
Other opponents say they're concerned the measure would drastically impact students' ability to afford college. If approved, the changes would take effect for the school year that begins this fall. The Arkansas House Public Health Committee approved Senator Jason Raypert's bill to ban abortions after 12 weeks. It has now been amended to include exceptions to the ban for lethal fetal disorders and to remove a part of the bill that made it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion after 12 weeks outside the exemptions of the law. The Conway Republican says the bill has enough support that it might be able to withstand a veto from the governor.
Obviously, he has the right to veto legislation. But I believe that the votes that put it on his desk are the same votes that would be needed to override a veto, but I hope it doesn't come to that. The governor has been in the Senate, and he usually respects the will of the legislature, and I hope he will respect the will on this bill.
Governor Mike Beebe has said he has significant concerns about the constitutionality of the bill. Speaking this week about the 12-week ban and another abortion bill, the governor said he may have his mind made up on whether he'll sign, but he's not saying yet.
These folks need to vote up or down without necessarily any cover from me. They need to vote the way they want to vote, and they will. And then I'll do what I think is appropriate.
With both abortion bills passed out of the House committee this week, the governor may reveal his decision soon. Arkansas now has a beefed-up statute designed to deal with human trafficking offenses after the governor signed the Human Trafficking Act of 2013 into law this week. The bill will exempt victims of human trafficking from being prosecuted for prostitution, and it stiffens penalties for human traffickers. One of the bill's sponsors, Republican Representative Missy Irvin of Mountain View, says the bill will help the fight against human trafficking in Arkansas.
The most important part of the bill is that it strengthens the penalties, and it really puts some meat and some teeth into the law now, and it gives law enforcement the tools and the prosecutors the tools that they need to really fully go after the folks in human trafficking and prosecute it to the fullest degree.
The law also allows the state attorney general to establish a task force to prevent human trafficking for reasons involving both labor and sex. A new poll of Arkansas voters shows growing support for expanding Medicaid in the state. Talk Business, and Hendricks College, surveyed 675 voters as the Arkansas legislature considers whether to expand Medicaid as part of the federal health care law. Roe Brock is with Talk Business Arkansas.
This was an interesting result. We actually asked this question last summer after the federal health care ruling came down from the Supreme Court, and there was a slight edge to people opposed to expansion versus for expansion. What we see now, though, is that 53% of Arkansans to about 40% support expanding the Medicaid program to help those low-income folks as the federal health care law allows. So that's a big differential and a big swing in the direction for the pro-Medicaid expansion forces.
They also asked voters about proposals in the legislature that would add restrictions to abortions. The question found by a nearly 2-to-1 margin that voters support adding further restrictions.
Typically, Arkansas is a pro-life state, and you see an overwhelming amount of support for some of the pro-life anti-abortion legislation that's working its way through the Arkansas General Assembly. It was around 60% said that they favored the what is known as the fetal heartbeat bill, which would basically limit abortions if a heartbeat could be detected in a fetus.
The poll, with a margin of error of 3.8%, also indicates nearly half of those asked favor legislation allowing licensed, concealed guns on state college campuses. 49.5% responding say they favor the act, while 43% oppose, and 7.5% say they don't know where they stand on the issue.